welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 1st, 2026. And I am deeply grateful to be with you, and I welcome every so often these wonderful questions. I mean, you get to know people through the email, at least I do, and I'm very, very grateful that people bother to listen to these little podcasts that I offer. And some of them are, but a few of you are very, very profound in your questions, and I admire that. I really do, because in this world where the idea of being profound or finding the real meaning of something is overlooked, it's just not something that is very popular. This question comes, he doesn't want me to use his name. I want to make sure I got that right. So I'm going to call him Anonymous, but he is a person who has listened for many years. So he has turned recently, he said he has turned Christian, and he says, I am confused by the teachings that you offer from Jesus. I've never heard them before, he said. And then he says here, I don't know what the Tao is, and I don't know why you think it to be so important. So answer me one question. What was God's intent for humanity when he created it? Ouch. I mean, how do you answer a question like that? This is profound. This is really a good question. First of all, there is no God like a man or a woman who sits somewhere in the ethers of what Christianity calls heaven and creates things or has intent for things, as you say. It doesn't work like that. And I know you probably think, oh, Greg, you're just, crazy, but maybe so. But the whole idea of God's intent, supposedly in the fable of God that people read in the Bible, they just don't really understand what they're reading in the ancient texts and what metaphors are and allegories and parables and things like that. They just don't get it. They aren't taught these things. They are taught the simple way of just getting to the point that we were created by some arrogant God that we imagine in our mind. It's more about our idea of God than what it really is. God is a process, not a person. It's a being, not a physicality. It is very hard for the human being who is narcissistic, like religion is, and I consider Christianity to be very narcissistic. It is hard for those people to understand the meaning of the words, and they're hard to understand. So, Mr. Anonymous, I don't know what to say to you that wouldn't offend you. There is nothing I could ever say to help you that would not offend you. You would be offended by the idea that this guy named God, that who named him, who created him? Nobody wants to talk about that, and you'd have to make up another fable, another lie, another story. You'd have to make up all sorts of stuff to get to that, and I guess a lot of people like doing that. That's what they do, but that's not what I do. So I enjoy the meaning of life from the point of view of its purpose, not the idea of the intent of some fabled being named God that has really nothing to do with your question. What you're really asking is, what is the significance of my life? That's really what you're asking. So let me read you something. Verse 53 from the Tao. He calls life the great way. He says, the great way is easy, yet people prefer side paths. Be aware when things are out of balance. Stay centered within the Tao. What is the Tao? It's not a man. It's not a person. It is simply the process. Lao Tzu and Jesus and the Buddha were talking about the process of awakening, of becoming self-realized, of coming to a certain place in your life where you live beyond the precepts and the concepts of right and wrong, good and bad, beyond the beyond, beyond your genetics, beyond your inherited genetics. You have created what you think of as a God out of genetic disposition. You have put a body, a face, a name to something that can't have any of those things. You are none of those things either. True, you live in a human carcass. This is very true. And it is hard for you probably to live in that and wonder what the heck you're doing in this carcass. The body is a tomb. And we live in this tomb and we never free ourselves of it because we prefer, as Lao Tzu said, little side paths. And religion is a side path. Belief in a religion is a side path. True insight comes from exploring beyond my mind, beyond the concepts where I can think, where I no longer think anymore. I no longer let my thoughts be my thinking. I realize the futility of thought. And instead of living from thought, I live in an awareness. The great way is easy, he says, and yet people prefer side paths. Be aware when things are out of balance. Stay centered with the Tao. If you see your life out of balance, which you probably do, because that's probably initially why you listened to these podcasts and wrote me. You don't really understand the deeper meaning of the Great Way. Jesus called it the Kingdom of Heaven. Buddha called it Nirvana. Whatever you call it, it's all the same. You and I are in a process. And the process is either I enter into it and I begin to have self-realization, I start to understand what my human self is, and then I learn to drop that human self, and I move into something that is not a side path. I move into the direct experience, which is the universe. It is called love. And most people are not interested in love. They are interested only in theory, things that they can understand and accept, the Star Wars mentality. And that mentality is that, you know, there is people, places, and things to think about and to initiate conflict with. And that's what it's all about. I never really enjoyed Star Wars very much. I liked Yoda, but the whole idea is just, you know, cowboys and Indians in space, pew, 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 you know, shooting each other. It's ridiculous. Wherever we go, we create conflict. Wherever we go, we think there's right over wrong and good over bad and la, 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 and we miss the point. You never hear this in the teachings of Jesus or Buddha or Lao Tzu. You never hear that. They just talk about the way. And they talk about the danger of side paths and what happens to us when we go there. But you're never going to talk a person out of that. So, Mr. Anonymous, I'm never going to talk you into something that you could really appreciate. Your understanding comes from your genetic disposition and your desperate need to try to fill the void of your fears. And that will never, never change. I wish I could help you. I do. But I can't. So when you're ready, you'll find in some lifetime a teacher that will help you. That's all I can say. I hope that resonates a little bit to you. If it doesn't, forgive me. And that's why I always say to all of you, thank you for listening and please forgive me. Namaste.